Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends. Have you ever felt there is no one who really understands you? Perhaps you found yourself in a complex or painful situation and you wondered if anyone else had ever been there. 2,700 years ago, the prophet Isaiah wrote it like this: "Why do you complain? My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God." Isaiah chapter 40. Is that a fair way to say it? So come with me today and let's see God's answer, which I find in Isaiah chapter 40. It's one of the most famous and powerful statements of God recorded for us in the Bible. "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom." Isaiah 40, verse 28. If you've never heard that before, why not? If you have heard it, have you embraced it as true or passed it off as unreasonable? The Bible repeatedly declares that God is eternal, everlasting, with no beginning or end. It's a simple and singular claim because nothing else can make that claim. It is a foundational cornerstone claim about God. If untrue, then everything else about God is questioned. John, the disciple, declared it this way: "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind." John chapter 1. The word logos means all truth, all knowledge, all wisdom. God is the original source of all truth, knowledge, and wisdom, and Jesus, God the Son, embodies all logos. That's why God's understanding of anything and all things is beyond human comprehension. It's the omniscience, the unlimited knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of God. So God declares through both Isaiah and John, 700 years apart, that he, God, simply always has been. He is today, and he always will be. Time, as we know it, was created by God. God didn't need time, but that which he created, specifically humanity, needed time. So God, out of his timelessness, his infinity past, created time. And then God created what we know as our universe and our planet, and finally our species, humanity. That's the story of Genesis chapter 1. God created everything according to his perfect design. God created for his glory, to display his magnificence. And God created the human species in his image, with a brain to think and learn and understand. Also, with a soul to love and desire and make choices. God made humanity with the capacity to understand there is an eternal God, creator of all. God created humanity with the capacity to engage in communication and relationship with God. That's the role of our spirit. God created humanity to be influenced and impacted by this wonderful relationship with God. Thus, Isaiah continues writing this message from God with these words: "God gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength." Isaiah 40, verse 29 and 30. Have you experienced what Isaiah is describing, my friends? Have you experienced physical and emotional fatigue? There is a weariness of the soul that sleep does not address, isn't there? That weary, discouraged place is where hope can root and can make a big difference. Have you discovered that? Do you understand hope in the Lord God is far different from any other type of hope imagined or experienced? Hope in the Lord is rooted in his everlastingness, his limitless infinity. Hope in the Lord is rooted in his creative power and authority. God is the origin of everything. If you discount or deny God's infinity or God being the creator, then truthfully, such a time-limited God and a man-created God is no source of any hope. Finally, Isaiah concludes this masterpiece message from God, Isaiah 40, with these words: "Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." Isaiah 40, verse 31. Yes, an authentic, dynamic relationship between a human being and Almighty, Eternal Creator God will result in emotional and intellectual hope. That living relationship will also result in a physical restoration and renewal of energy, the ability for living victoriously over the dark and despair of our world. History proves the legitimacy of every word of Isaiah chapter 40. Hundreds of millions of people have experienced the truthfulness of Isaiah's claims. Billions of people have rejected Isaiah's words as nonsense. Amazingly, God allows every human being the ultimate privilege and responsibility of the human life. Decide for yourself, and you will live both now and for eternity with the result of your decision. Are you living the truthfulness of Isaiah 40 as you walk with Jesus, or are you living in denial of Isaiah 40, floundering in life and fearful of what an eternity without God will be like? Here's the worship celebration of one person who is living Isaiah 40 in all its fullness and truthfulness. Does this song reflect your heart today, my friends? Honestly?